This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, MailChimp swats at the Babylon Bee and gets stung. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future. And even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
Babylon Bee CEO Seth Dillon tweeted out a picture of an email that he received on Thursday, June 24th, from the e-newsletter marketing service MailChimp. His caption read, "I'd email everyone to let them know MailChimp just suspended our account." The posted picture of the MailChimp notice claims that the Babylon Bee has been suspended for violating our standard terms of use and acceptable use policy. The message did not provide a specific incident for the suspension or an explanation as to what triggered the removal, but simply a generic link to their policy, which states, "MailChimp does not allow the distribution of content that is, in our sole discretion, materially false, inaccurate, or misleading in a way that could deceive or confuse others about important events, topics, or circumstances. If you violate any of these rules, then we may issue a warning to, suspend, or terminate your account." Now, the company that almost 70% of all email marketing is sent through has decided to screen the content of those emails and arbitrarily censor by their own judgment. The Babylon Bee is one of the largest humor satire sites on the internet with close to 1 million followers on Twitter and Facebook. Their satirical articles are regularly shared by the internet's largest influencers. MailChimp did respond to Dillon via Twitter, saying, "Hey Seth, we got this in front of our compliance team and they've reinstated the account. Our team followed up with an email with more details. We apologize for the inconvenience." To that, Dillon replied, "Thank you, but we are moving to an email service provider that doesn't make these mistakes. We'd also prefer to be on a platform that doesn't censor conservatives for being hateful or misinformative." Multiple comments responding to Dillon's tweet promised to follow the Bee's lead and move their email marketing business elsewhere. The Babylon Bee has been swatted at before. They've been demonetized on Facebook. CNN has attacked them, claiming that they are fake news. The Bee has even sued the New York Times for their smear, demanding a retraction, which the Bee received. Kyle Mann, the Babylon Bee's editor-in-chief, said that the company is trying to be as independent of third-party technical services as possible. "They can't be avoided, but whenever we can, we'll run our own tech or find a service that's friendly to free speech. It's funny how these mistakes always go one way." As cancel culture becomes even more brazen in their censorship attacks, be ready to speak the truth, no matter what, even if the backlash stings. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast, as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.